V
and Alex.
V for bad.
Hello everyone. V has told me to be more energetic because the last time we tried to do this, I was not energetic. So I will not be passive. I will not be a bystander in this conversation.
Contract signed. Now you cannot do what different, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, we're back today with another article, with another argument, with another discussion.
Wow, look at how upbeat you are. Amazing.
Alex, I want you to tell everyone the story about your friend one day told you that, oh, I saw V on a dating app.
Yeah, well, you want me to tell the story in a more upbeat way, but it's kind of like not, I mean, it's dramatic. Like,
it's dramatic.
Yeah, he told me, I thought about it, and I wasn't sure if I should tell you, but I wanted to tell you that I saw V on a dating app, and then I was, you know, nervous, but I sat down with you and had a conversation about it, and I said, I don't want to accuse you of anything, but I, you know, my friend saw you on a dating app, and we checked, you know, each other's dating app, and we saw that none of us had messaged anyone. It was just that
the account
still there. Was still there.
Yeah.
So we deleted our account.
Yeah, so both of us, we both downloaded the apps and deleted that account. Oh, now I remember we did mention that before. We counting how many people liked it.
I told you, we did tell the story.
But we didn't publish that one.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, when your friend saw my photos on that app,
he was like, damn, girl.
He wondered, should he share it with you or not, right?
Yeah, I think he wondered a little bit, and then he made the right decision, which is to tell me.
What do you think, what motivation that...
Protect me.
To protect you. So that is our topic today. Actually, we don't talk about the protector, we talk about bystander.
Mm-hmm.
People that saw things.
I like high standers, not bystanders.
What is high standard?
You know, bystanders, they're always standing there saying bye. It's kind of sad. I prefer someone that, you know, hello. Hey, how's it going? Or you're just gonna stand there. I'm so glad you laughed at that joke. I thought about it since the beginning of the podcast. You gotta come out of your giggles or we're not gonna get through it.
Oh my goodness, you're crazy. Okay, so we're talking about the bystander people that decided to be not involved in the situation that when they realize that somebody needs help. So I don't try to offend anyone out there. I have great friends mm-hmm. who protected me and who stood up for me. I just really curious about the motivation and why people decide to do this or why people decide to keep silence because it's not their business.
Yeah.
So this article today has the name From Empathy to Apathy.
Mm-hmm.
The Bystander Effect Revisited.
Wow. Such catchy titles, these articles.
Why?
I'm being sarcastic. It's super long.
It's not long.
Anyways.
Okay. Anyways. So, Alex, can you guess what impacts the observer?
Well, people...
And turn them into bystander or yeah. Turn them into heroes.
Well, I think the thing that makes people bystanders is, one, they think someone else is going to do to help, so they
mm-hmm.
don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is they're afraid to get involved because there might be some risk on their part, or they might be assuming some responsibility for a situation that, you know, is not related to them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, because the article did mention about when there's many observers out there.
Yeah, people are less likely to help.
Yes,
yeah.
People are less likely to help.
For sure. Yeah, happened to me.
Yeah? You thought that somebody would help?
I'm really embarrassed about this story. I don't know if I want to tell it. Well, yeah, this lady in the mall, I think I was on the phone with somebody, and she just kind of fell down.
Oh.
And hit her head, and I think her head was bleeding.
Uh-huh.
And I was close. There were other people close, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a moment where, like, am I going to be the one that runs over there?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just froze,
mm-hmm.
and someone else did it, you know? And, like, I don't know if I did the right thing or not, because there was other people around, and then I just was like, I'm not the guy. Mm. Like, I'm not the hero. I don't know what to do. Mm. And other people took care of it. Mm. Right? Mm. So it's hard sometimes. Like, I'm not... So I, you know, that's an example from my life. That happened a few months ago. Really? I called you after it happened, remember? Because I was kind of shaken up by it. You forget.
I never... I don't remember that.
Near story. Our house, yeah. I was, like, really freaked out. I called you about it. Yeah, because I feel like I fucked up. Because I was a bystander. I didn't jump in there.
Mm.
And, like, I had a moment where I could have.
You could have do that.
Yeah. I would have if no one else did, but someone did right after I froze, but I don't know. It actually made me think maybe I should take a first aid course or something.
Mm, that's a good idea. I did that in Nanaimo because I wanted to become a teacher.
And you know, a friend of mine, he did the opposite thing. A friend of mine, he saw a person overdosing on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved them.
Oh, hero.
Yeah, so opposite. Superman. I was a bystander. He's a hero.
They are hero in
and
my heart.
And he could have gotten in trouble for it too. Because to save someone who's overdosing on drugs, you have to inject them with this needle.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So if you're doing that and you're not a licensed paramedic, you could get sued by the person that you saved.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are people, just natural people who take action. I guess I'm not that person.
That's what exactly the article said.
Yeah, I think there's like flight or fight response that happens in people.
Mm-hmm.
And like some people just, they kick in and they go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's me. I'm a thinker, not a fighter.
Well... So let's go back to the article.
Yeah.
Is that okay? You want to talk more about your feeling?
No. I've already dug myself okay. enough of a hole.
Just to make sure that you're okay.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
We go back to the article, and the article is really complicated. It's all about the MAR, right?
Yeah. Mars.
No, the MIR.
Mission Impossible Rebooted.
They make it worse.
Monsters, Inc. Reloaded.
The things, they take pictures of the brand.
MRI. Called MRI.
Yes, the MRI. Yeah. I want you to remind me. It's called...
I thought you were going to teach me something. I didn't know you were asking for help.
Okay, this article is based...
On MRIs.
Really scientifically on research about the brand. So, in the past, there's so many research said that the bystander effect actually caused by the... I would try to use my words because this article is so complicated.
Yeah.
Caused by the situation. So in different situation, people act differently.
Yeah, but this article says it has to do with your brain. Is that your point?
Almost. Eventually, when the science get more advanced, people try to observe the brand, and the some article before, they open the possibility that actually the nature of the person will decide if they become the bystander or not. The nature of the person is like personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. However, they also explain that personality of someone can be changed over time and can also get impacted by experience. By memory.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in the past, they have the experience that if they were somebody in that situation, that would be so pain. So they decided to help.
Right.
Or in the past, they got the experience that they used to be the one who helped and then they got problem. So they decided not to do that anymore. So there's so many reasons to form the personality of this person who decided to become the bystander. It's said that we don't choose to become the bystanders, but it's really come from the instincts, the nature, the personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not my fault. Well, I always wonder why I'm not the person that, like, leaps to action when shit goes wrong.
Yeah. And there's one really interesting detail that they observe, that when there's so many people be in the observer, when they got encouraged to take action, they more likely to help.
Right.
So they may need some motivation.
Yeah, like if it was you, I would help right away.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
I believe in you. I'm sorry. Yeah, so that's just about the article. The articles may open more research about bystander effect based on the observer of different part of the brand. It just gives some more suggestion for the future research, that they can look at different part of the brand to make more conclusion, or they can take account of mm-hmm. the importance of personality and instinct of the observers. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Do you like it?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
No, upbeat. You signed a contract. What do you think about the article?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think probably I've heard about this mostly talked about in terms of situations and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to think about it more in terms of personality and personal experiences of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me, you know, because I personalized it, I think about, you know, if you have an experience where you see that you have the skill or knowledge or ability to help in a situation one time, then you might be able to do it in the future. But if you don't have that,
mm-hmm.
then you might not want to do it. And I always think, like, there's got to be someone who knows more about this than me
mm-hmm.
that can help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just going to fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting, and
mm-hmm. this can be a kind of research about bully, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, I'm thinking about like life or death or injury.
Yeah, injury or getting more trouble after giving help, but right? And become the new target of the bullier.
Our first example is so easy. Like if you see something going on like that,
mm.
and all you have to do is say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I, when my friends were getting bullied in school, there were some times where maybe I failed to stand up, but I think for the most part, I really tried to always stand up when I could. You know, those are hard situations.
I think I did that a lot. I remember this one time in my class, and I was 12 or 13, there's a friend who's sitting next to me, and she's not really good in English.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher bullied her.
Really?
Yeah. So the teacher always like, you don't know this, you didn't study. Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And one time, I just stood up when the teacher was talking about that friend, and I said, I think you're wrong.
Oh shit.
My friend tried. She couldn't understand that because it's difficult.
Yeah.
You make her sad.
Apologize.
No, I didn't see apologize. We don't have the apologize culture.
Right.
Yeah. What happened next?
The teacher got mad at you.
Yes. And I needed to talk to the principal.
Good for you.
Yeah, that was the first time I knew how the principal office looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a really cool experience, you know, because not many students could know that. But I feel so good, you know? But then that friend came to me and say, don't ever do that again. You make me feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would do like that all the time. I said it. I did think when I thought that I should do that, you know. I was the weird one. Yeah.
Yeah. You're so normal now.
I hoped, but I did get a lot of trouble. I didn't learn any lesson. Eventually, I got people that really appreciated what I did for them. So I feel the brownness for myself. I think it's formed my personality to become the one who get involved if I think is needed.
Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah.
You became a justice warrior.
When bad things happen to me, I'm so grateful that their friends stood up for me and helped me and really wished me the best.
Right.
You know?
And that's why we say, don't be a bystander. Be a high standard.
I like it. That will be the name of the podcast.
High standard.
High standard. Okay. Let me be polite to my Vietnamese listener.
Okay.
Thì hôm nay sau một tháng nghỉ ngơi, Vi và Alex đã trở lại với những cái trò chuyện. Hy vọng là mang đến cho các bạn một số cái suy nghĩ và một số cái kiến thức. Thì hôm nay tụi mình nói về cái chủ đề là người ngoài cuộc, bystander. Thì Vi có cái ý tưởng này bởi vì là Vi có một số chuyện xảy ra với Vi và bạn bè Vi đã giúp Vi rất là nhiều, mặc dù là họ không có liên quan tới cái vấn đề của Vi, và Vi cảm thấy rất là trân trọng. Vi muốn tìm hiểu là tại sao cái họ có cái motivation, họ có cái động lực để giúp Vi như vậy. Thì Vi đọc một cái bài nghiên cứu về bystander, về người ngoài cuộc. Cái bài này thì nó quá là sâu về về thần kinh học, chứ nó không có nghiêng về tâm lý học. Thì nó nói là khi mà người ta quan sát cái bộ não á, thì người ta có những cái dấu hiệu để mở ra một cái giả thiết là những cái người mà ngoài cuộc á, họ bị ảnh hưởng bởi cái tính cách của họ, cũng như là cái trải nghiệm mà để hình thành lên cái tính cách đó. Nhưng mà cái bài này thì nó rất là khó, cho nên là tụi chung lại là đó là cái tóm tắt dễ hiểu nhất mà Vi có thể nói ra. Thì tụi Vi và Alex nói về cái bài này, thì Alex có kể một câu chuyện là Alex đã từng là một cái người ngoài cuộc khi mà thấy một cái một người phụ nữ bị té ở trong siêu thị. Thì khi đó Alex rất là ngạc nhiên, nhưng mà kiểu như là hơi chần chừ để giúp cái người phụ nữ đó, người ta có một người khác chạy tới giúp. Thì trong cái bài nghiên cứu này nó cũng nói một cái yếu tố là khi mà có rất là nhiều người đang quan sát cái tình huống mà cần giúp đỡ á, thì cái khả năng càng nhiều người quan sát thì cái khả năng mà người ta suy nghĩ đến cái chuyện giúp đỡ, ra tay giúp đỡ nó lại càng ít hơn. Thì tụi chung lại á, thì họ nói là cái bản chất của mỗi người á, không có ai muốn chọn là người ngoại cuộc hết. Họ có cái lý do, họ có cái tính cách, cái context để mà đưa ra ảnh hưởng lên cái đưa ra quyết định của họ. Và nếu mà họ có một cái động lực nào đó thì họ sẽ dễ dàng đưa ra cái sự giúp đỡ hơn.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Let's watch Snowpiercer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye bye everyone.
Bye bye.
Have a good night.
Happy Tết.
Oh, Alex nói là chúc mừng năm mới, chúc mừng Tết.
May your gods write good lists about you.
Hôm nay là ngày đưa ông Táo về trời, nên Vi kể cho Alex nghe câu chuyện.
They know if you've been naughty or nice.
Ông Táo sẽ về trời và báo cáo với lại Thượng Đế về những cái xảy ra trong nhà của mình.
They see you when you're sleeping.
Alex mới nói là
they know when you're awake.
No, it's not
Santa. They know if you've been bad or good, so give them rice, for goodness sake.
Bây giờ Alex nói là ông Táo gì mà giống ông già Noel vậy, ghi chép lại xong rồi báo cáo về trời. Bye bye.
Watch out. You better not
Christmas
cry.
Over.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Demon gods are coming to town.
Who? Demon?
Well, not demon. Just God. I don't know. Shinigami.
Mr. Apple.
Mr. Apple gonna give you some tet.